Scusami, conosci quell'uomo?
Quale?
Quello che parla con Luigi.
Ah, no, non so chi è quello.
Questa è la prima volta che io lo vedo.
Non è quel signore della festa di ieri?
Non ricordo.
Mi passi questa sedia, per favore?
Questa qui? Buongiorno
No, quella lì. Buongiorno,
Marco e buongiorno tutti.
ciao Martin e ciao a tutti. Bentornati a un nuovo episodio di Italian Diao.
Episodio 2.
Episodio 2, come nelle serie, like in TV shows. Episode 2, Acts 2, second episode of the second season.
Yeah, we perhaps need to do that. I do listen to one podcast, and every time he does the podcast at the beginning, he says, "And welcome to the 723rd episode of," and I just think, "Wow, you need to stop doing this." But maybe this would help us. Perhaps we should say that I can't even think what 13 is. So you get undicesimo, dodicesimo, tredicesimo.
Very good. Tredicesimo. Yes, all numbers after starting from 11. If you want to say 11th, just say esimo, masculine, or esima, feminine. So tredicesimo.
So il tredicesimo episodio.
So yeah, how was your week, Martin?
Ho noleggiato una macchina con
Okay.
un amico, e quella macchina, è un Morgan Super 3.
Non
Yeah.
so cos'è.
So this is it. So you need to Google that later and we can talk some more about that.
We'll
Yeah,
do that.
Morgan Super 3.
They use the verb noleggiare, which is a regular verb from the first conjugation. So now we
Absolutely.
know how to use it. How would you say I rent?
I rent, noleggio.
Very nice. Yes.
No, noleggio. Noleggio.
Good. Yes. Because I was telling Martin a second ago. He had this tendency last time to put a bit more stress on the last letter of the verb, but yeah, noleggio.
Noleggio.
Very nice.
Noleggio. Yeah.
We just listened to a dialogue and had some time, putting it together to include as many instances of questo and quello as I could. It was almost a tongue twister, wasn't it, Martin?
Yes, it was in parts. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, if you were to explain what questo and quello mean and what they are, what would be your answer? Like, when would you use them in your opinion?
I would say it's this and that, and I always remember that questo has got the S in it, so that's this.
Very good. Yeah, questo is the close one and quello is the far one. And as in English, they can act as adjectives or as pronouns. So you can say this car or just this. And they both work. They can be followed by a noun or not, first being an adjective and second being a pronoun. So, and obviously in Italian we have singular, we have plural, and then we have masculine and we have feminine. So you see a few different instances of this. I don't think any plural, but I mean it's fairly straightforward what the plural will be. We'll see it in a second though. It's not straightforward. I was joking.
Well, it kind of gets a bit frightening, I would
Yeah.
say, from an English point of view. And I guess it's all about practice, and you probably don't get a lot of practice with the plural side of it, whereas you get lots with the questo, quello, quello, you know, that's a lot easier to practice.
I would agree. I should have included some plural. Well, how would you do the plural of, for example, questo?
Well, I guess it's the same, isn't it? It's questi and quel, so questi and queste.
Questi and queste, that works.
Yeah.
Now, quello is a bit trickier though now, isn't it?
That's when it gets a bit frightening because you get that quay thing, don't
There
you?
you go, there you go.
And but also you get quegli.
Quegli, yeah.
Yeah.
Quei, quelle. So quello follows exactly the same as what articles do, right? So if it's the
Yep.
article I, it becomes quei cani, those dogs. If the article is gli, it becomes quegli zii. Feminine becomes quelle donne.
When you put it like that, actually, it is very simple, isn't it?
It is straightforward once you think about it, but you have to think about it. If otherwise, You know, I was asked once, I know this now, because I was asked once, what is the difference between quei and quegli? And I didn't know. It was like, okay, a good question. And then I thought about it. And I was like, okay, obviously, it's the same as the article. But I had to think about it.
Yeah, I think outwardly they look probably more difficult than they actually are in practice.
Yes, they're frightening, but once you start using them, they're pretty useful. And they're adding quite something to your conversation, because if you do not know what the name of something is, and you point at it, and you say questo if it's close, or quello if it's far, that saves you a word. So let's say you are at the, you know, what always happens to me, I'm maybe in a pastry shop, and I see something I like, and it's not Italy, I don't know how to call it, I have no idea. I just point, and I say, I would like that, please. So how would you say something like, I would like that?
Vorrei quella.
Vorrei quello. If you don't know the gender, you can use the masculine. So vorrei quello, per favore. I like
If
that.
it's a pastry shop, I would always assume it's feminine. I don't know whether that's sexist.
I would say you're not wrong. Vorrei quella. I guess in this case both work. Yeah.
I'd probably be pointing at sfogliatella, so
Yeah, okay. Feminine too works in this case, yeah. But obviously saves you a word. And if sometimes you're in Italy and you want something that looks really good, but you have no idea what the name is, and you don't want to look like just another tourist, just say quello.
Do you think we should go through the dialogue then?
Let's do that. Let's do that. Last time we were very thorough. This dialogue is a bit shorter, so it should be a bit faster. But let's
Okay.
see.
I'll try to be quicker then, because I'm aware it's probably me that was slower.
No, it's
So,
fine. I made it shorter on purpose so we can take our time. There's actually quite a few interesting
wow.
things here.
Yeah. Okay. So, scusami, conosci quell'uomo? So, conosci. Do you know? We've not actually got to that particular verb yet, so we won't talk any further about it. But then, quell'uomo, see, this is where straight away things change. It's not quell'uomo. Explain why it's not quell'uomo, Marco.
Well, what happens is in the masculine and in the feminine, we're talking about articles. So the before a vowel, the article is l'apostrophe. So we say l'uomo, and therefore, for that very reason, when it comes to quello, we do the same thing that we do with the article lo. So quell'uomo, and you should pronounce it perfectly. When we have an apostrophe in Italian, it becomes like a very long word. So quell'uomo.
And it would be exactly the same as you said if it was feminine. So
Correct.
if it was this water, that water, it would be quell'acqua.
Yeah, quell'acqua. You chose a bit of a tricky one to pronounce, but yes, quell'acqua is perfect. And if you say quell'uomo o quell'acqua, it's not a mistake in general, but it sounds a bit weird. Like, why would you add a letter when you can avoid it?
Why would you say something like idem compatate?
There you go. Why would you do that?
I've been trying to use that as often as possible this week.
Yeah.
I tried to use it in an Italian like bistro in a place called Worcester, and only afterwards did I realize that the lady who was serving us was actually Polish, so she had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's too bad. You're too advanced for that restaurant.
Yeah, but I did tell her that the pizza shouldn't be called a pizza diavolo because it's a pizza, so I said your menu's wrong, it should be pizza diavola.
Pizza Diavola, correct, which is also actually what we call it in Italy. It's not super popular. We don't like spicy pizzas. But
No.
yeah, if you ask for a Diavola, that's a feminine pizza, correct.
Anyway, so she was probably glad when we left. Right. Moving on. So then you said quale, and I've got to say now, and quale is one of those words when I was learning Italian that I get mixed up with quite a lot. And still, sometimes I wonder whether I should be using cosa, quale. And I think that's possibly an episode in itself.
Absolutely, yes. I think English works a bit differently when it comes to those kind of words. So it definitely warrants its own space. But how would you translate quale in English? Like, how would you think of it?
Well, I would use which.
Correct. Yes, I agree. So if cosa, and che mean and translate what, quale translates which. In this case, pretty straightforward, but I agree with you, it's a bit tricky. But yes, quale looks like quello, but it's a very different word.
It does, and it is. Okay, and there is the next line. Quello, quello che parla con Luigi. So there you are using it, I guess, as without a noun, it's
Correct.
just used by itself. So quello.
Yes, so we can say quell'uomo che parla con Luigi, just repeat it and that'd be fine, but quello just replaces quell'uomo, quello che parla, the one speaking, con Luigi, with Luigi.
Ah, no, non so chi è quello. I don't know who that is. So
Correct.
again, you're just using quello. And so kind of quello is being used for lots of different words, isn't it, in English there? He, that, it, him. It could be replaced by quite a lot of different words.
Yes. Of course, in this case, I kind of went overboard a little bit, but it can definitely be very, very useful. Here we use the word, the verb so, which is the verb sapere, and which you translate correctly as to know. But you also translate conosci in the first line with to know. What's up here? Are they the same?
Yeah, see, this is again, it's something that it's easy to trip over, is this? Because, yeah, conoscere, I would always be like kind of, I don't know, they're both to know, but in different
Correct.
contexts.
Correct. They are. And usually conoscere is a person,
Yeah.
whereas sapere is a concept or something, or to be able to do something. Io so nuotare, I can swim. So if you want to say that you know someone, you use the verb conoscere usually. And again, we know these are not super set in stone rules. Whereas if you want to say to know something, then you say sapere.
Yeah. So then quello, all of a sudden we're leaving behind because in the next line, questa è la prima volta che lo vedo. Vedo.
Vedo, very good. Yeah, good accent there. And here we're moving on to questo instead of quello, or questa in this case. Why is it questa?
This is the first time that I have seen him.
And
First time.
for those confused, that questa is feminine because it refers to volta, which is time. So in this case, it's a bit tricky because usually in Italian, you first have the noun and then you have the adjective, right? You say la collina verde, the hill green. So you know the gender and number of the adjective because you already said the noun first. But in this case, it does not work like that. So you have to think what noun is going to be there in three or four words, and then make up the whole sentence in your mind, and then think of the gender of the first word, questa. A bit tricky, so if you say questo è la prima volta, it doesn't matter, obviously, but that's why it's feminine.
That's interesting. That's almost like with like in German conjugations
Right.
where the verb is at the end of the sentence, and so you're
Right.
already thinking about how your sentence is ending before you're starting it. And that's wow, you're so clever, you Italians.
I'm just pointing this out because it's a very rare thing in Italian. Usually it doesn't work like that. Usually it's more logical. So, subject, verb, object, and then within the sentence you have noun and then adjective, kind of linearly following each other. But in this case, the sentence is kind of flipped, and there is no way to make it easier because that questa needs to go there. So you can just skip it and say è la prima volta che lo vedo, it's the first time, instead of this is the first time. But if you want to add questa, it needs to go first. Otherwise, it becomes very confusing. As in English, we don't say it is the first time that I see this him. Like this that has to be first, or it's not there.
Yeah, I get that. Non è quel signore della festa di ieri. So, quel then is that in there. So, it's a question, as we can see with the question mark at the end, which helps us. So, it's not the first, it's not the that man from the party from yesterday.
Very good,
Yeah.
yeah. Is he not that man from the party from yesterday? And quel, as we said, try to explain here, Martin, why it's quel and not quel, or quello, quella, quelli, or quelle.
Right, well, it's just a singular singular man. So it's the noun is just a masculine singular. So
Correct.
quel, as in ill, I
There you go,
guess.
as in il, yes. Since in this case, quello again is an adjective, it will take on the gender number, and in this case, also the, we can say the, it will incorporate the article. But basically, the article is being eaten by that quello, and so it takes on the same form, so to speak, as the article. So, il signore, therefore, quel signore.
Yeah, so if it was, let's say, I'm trying to think of a word, maybe stadio, let's say, then it would be quello stadio.
Quello stadio, very good, yes.
Next line of the dialogue. Non ricordo from an aree verb.
That's true, ricordare. Interesting. So, what do you all listening think it means? And how would you all listening say you don't remember as opposed to I don't remember?
Bit of homework, well done.
Yeah, that's good, that's good. So, as we know, ricordare, we made that up last week, is the most common conjugation. It could be the second most common, I don't know, but it's very common. So, we will have a lot of verbs that behave like the ones we saw last week.
See, okay, good. Non ricordo, not ricordo. Mi passi questa sedia per favore. Well, it's a reflexive verb, and I'm wondering if it's passarsi.
It's not quite a reflexive verb. It's can you pass me?
Oh, I see. Right, yeah, of
You
course.
see what?
Yeah.
So your point is right. It could look like a reflexive verb, and for those listening, a reflexive verb is one of those that we can only use with pronouns, right? Like svegliarmi from last week. You say io mi sveglio, I wake myself up. You need that mi. But in this case, it's a bit different. The verb is passare, again, first conjugation, so we know that. And the way we use it is just in this case, pass me, as in English. So fairly literal translation here. Do you pass me? Can you pass me? I guess you would say. This chair, please.
Yeah, questa sedia. Feminine, singular, questa. Questa qui, and so obviously here we are referring again to the chair, which is why we don't need the chair, we're just saying this. This one here.
Very good.
And then you are correcting me and saying, no, quella lì.
Yes, no, that one over there.
That's a good point, that. So you'll have questa, quella, and quella lì. This one, and that one over there.
Correct, yes.
But it's
Or
interesting because, you know, the only language I've come across where it is differentiated, and there probably are more, Japanese, I've got kore, sore, and are. Kore is this, sore is that, and are is that one over there. So you've
interesting.
actually got separate words, which I think that's a great system.
Interesting, that's actually very clear. Now, for us, you can say quella o quella lì, doesn't really make it further away or closer. But I guess it's pretty common. They often come together when used as pronouns, questo qui, quello lì. So it's a phrase that you will often hear when you want to be more specific and you want to kind of emphasize which one you're talking about. You will use both questo qui or quello lì.
Very good.
Very good.
Excellent. Well, I think it's as we said, it's one of those things that appears more difficult than it is. It's quite straightforward when you've got the time to sit and look at it. And it's all about using it and practicing it, isn't it?
I completely agree. And I think it's one of those words, or two of those words in this case, questo and quello, with all their declinations, that really helps you to improve. Because if you can include it in a natural way, in the way you speak, again, it's gonna be able to replace a lot of words you don't know. So that's very useful. Don't overuse it in that way, because otherwise it's like saying thing in English all the time, right? Which is not something you should do. But it's a crutch, so it can be helpful when you don't know how to say something, which happens.
No idiom this week.
No idiom. I actually had one, but I forgot to include it in the dialogue, so we can actually see it. And the idiom was essere al verde. Have you ever heard it, Martin?
Yeah,
You have? Are you al
I have.
verde?
Yeah. So Alverde, I've tried to think really frantically what it is, because You'd think it would mean green, to be green,
Correct.
but I'm almost wondering whether it does it mean that you've got no money?
It means to be broke. Yes. If you
Yeah.
hear someone say "sono al verde," that means I'm broke. And
Right.
I actually, again, like last week, there is a legend as to why that is,
No, okay.
which is that in the old times they had this, how would you even call them? You know, like the pirates, where the pirates had their treasure, like those crates almost.
Yeah.
And they were made with green velvet, or inside they had green velvet. So if you could see it, that meant you had no money. So, you were
Ah,
at
I've
the
got down
green,
to the green.
down to the green. That works better. Yeah.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So that's interesting because it's kind of counterintuitive. If you hear green, that you think of profit and loss, that means to be in the profit, to mean, doing good, but it doesn't actually. So I guess it's useful to use it to know what it means.
I like that. I heard one as well. I heard non cambia un squadra vincente.
Non cambia o non cambiare, yeah. Una
Yeah.
squadra vincente. Yes, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So kind of like, don't change a winning team or whatever, I suppose is the exact
Yeah, that works. That works.
yeah.
And
But
I would say, as a practice, we can look at the verb cambiare since we have a bit of time today and kind of think how that would conjugate since we did it last week. So maybe, we can do it and our friends at home can try to do the same thing. Let's see if we all remember how to conjugate a verb of the first conjugation.
Let's do that.
Let's do
Okay.
it.
Is that me that's trying to remember then? Is that what we're saying here?
Well, since you were complaining about your own pronunciation, let's see if you get it right this
Here's a
time.
great opportunity to
There
practice.
you go.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yo cambio to now then. You see, right, I'm thinking, I'm overthinking now. It must just be cambi.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So let's just to, as a quick in between. The most straightforward way we pronounce words in Italian is putting accent on the second last syllable. So that should be whenever we speak Italian, we don't know the word, we read a word we don't know. That's the most straightforward way to say it. So you, Martin, and everybody at home practice saying just cambio, cambi. Just the a is where the stress goes. Io cambio to cambi, because the a is the second last syllable in this case. Or
Yeah, what was confusing me there was the fact that the second syllable of the word is just is already in the I.
correct.
And so I was almost waiting for there to be another sound before to put an I onto.
Very good. It's a good point. It's a good point.
And I've
But
not actually, I don't think I'd ever heard cambi before.
okay, I guess you're in this case, I guess it's a bit weird because cambiare, there is an I right before the are. So you would expect a second I to appear, cambi. You see what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
it's only like mangi, isn't it, I
There you
suppose?
go. Like mangi. You
Yeah,
would expect it
apparently.
to be mangi because the O is replaced by an I. But I guess we lost the second I.
Those Romans.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. So tu cambi, and then lui e lei cambia.
Cambia.
Right, cambia.
There you go. Yeah, good.
See, I did it again,
Yeah,
and
but
this
that's
is, I
good.
don't realize I'm doing this.
But if you do this, Martin, your level of Italian being a lot higher than this, I'm sure that a lot of people at home are doing this. I'm making the same mistakes. So that's really good to focus on that. Io cambio, tu cambi, lui cambia.
And then it's cambiamo,
Yeah, that's easier. Cambiamo.
cambiate,
Cambiate, good.
and now the I is going to stay in there, so it will be cambiono.
Perfetto, cambiano. The ending is A-N-O.
Oh, sorry, yeah, the Arabic cambia. Okay.
Very good. So, okay, so I actually discovered something today, which I had not in years, which is words that are verbs that are only two syllables can be tricky. That I actually never thought about this, but the pronunciation is going to be in this case on the first syllable. So, cambio, cambi, cambia.
I think so. Yeah, because often the things that you learn right at the beginning are the things that you overlook. You if you start making mistakes straight away, it's going to be very hard
Yes.
to correct them at a later date.
Yes. Completely agree. And again, these kind of mistakes, you know, I'm speaking with someone like Martin has a good level of Italian, so I'm correcting mistakes that I would ignore in someone that is just starting. So we always make mistakes when you speak a foreign language. I make mistakes when I speak English. It's normal. So obviously you try to be as good as you can, but this is the kind of mistake that would still have you understood in communication. So I would say it's not a serious mistake. There are obviously situations in which you mispronounce letters, so you maybe say ch when it's supposed to be k. That could be an issue. Sometimes that could just be too hard for me to understand at that point. Not for me, who've been speaking with people learning for years, but for someone who's not, they might not know what you mean. So also it's good to recognize there are different tiers of mistakes. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess, Martin.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, grazie mille, Marco.
Grazie a te, Martin. Grazie mille a tutti.
Buon fine settimana.
Buon fine settimana anche a te. E per chi ascolta, for those listening, buon mercoledì.
Sì, buon mercoledì.
Because we record this on Friday, so, you know, to think forward. A presto.
A presto, ciao.